Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sorry. Juicy. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Cannot get sick. I don't think I'm getting sick. I just had a lot of fluids today. I have my Naked Juice. See? Hey, Naked Juice. Okay, so that's what it is. Good, because I cannot get sick. Got too busy a weekend. I wash my hands when I pee. When I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands. I dry my hands. Do I wash my hands properly? No. 95% of us do not wash our hands properly after we go to the bathroom. There was a study. And 20% of us pee in the pool. Those are people who admit it. They've done studies, and 20% of people go, yeah, I pee in the pool. Now, why? Well, this is all our fault. It's our fault. Every month, we talk about how hand dryers spread germs, soap canisters spread germs, faucets spread germs. So the reason why people may not wash their hands after they pee or potty is because they think that that's cleaner for them. It's like, well, it's my urine. It's my stool. It's my body. I'm used to my own bacteria. This is my microbiome. Why would I now touch somebody else's microbiome that they left on the bathroom sink? This is our fault. We've scared people into not washing their hands. Now, this study came out saying that if we don't wash our hands after using the bathroom, it's worse than eating raw meat. Okay? Interesting study. All right? Apparently, according to this, the CDC investigated 3,000 cases of E. coli, but it's a type of E. coli called extended spectrum beta-lactamase producing E. coli, so ESBL. It's a hard one to treat. And they found, you know, the likeliest route is oral fecal, where you poop and then somebody gets it in their mouth. Usually with E. coli, it's spread by you somehow ingesting or exposing yourself to something that came from somebody's butt. All right, and it could be because your, you know, food server didn't wash their hands, or the cook scratched, or something. Okay, which is disgusting. But they found that this E. coli that lives in the intestines of humans and animals, whatever, most of the time doesn't hurt people. Most of the time it's harmless, but it can cause severe illness. And they found when they compared to uncooked samples of beef, pork, and chicken, that this was worse, that there were more strains in the poop. Well, duh. So, what does that mean? Why is this relevant? Okay, because in medicine, we're supposed to be unselfish. And it's not supposed to be about you. It's supposed to be about the community. Okay? And so, if your E. coli doesn't bother you, well, that's all fine and dandy, and congratulations, and we're happy for you. But we don't want you to spread your E. coli to somebody else, because that other person may not do so well with your E. coli. But we're starting to grow this attitude towards, I don't really want to touch anything else anybody touched. Why do people pee in the pool? Well, I think the number one gender who pees in the pool isn't the guy. I think it's the girl. I can't tell you how dirty and messy those girls' bathrooms are. See, a guy can just get out of the pool, stand up and pee in the urinal, which we women are really jealous of. It's not envy of them having the organ. It's we really want to stand when we pee. We can't. Okay, so we get out of the pool. We're cold. We're wet. We go into the bathroom, and the toilet seat is just wet. And nobody wants to sit on a wet toilet seat. So a lot of women think about this, and they go, well, what's heck with that? I'll just pee in the pool. And I tell people, no, what you do is you get like a big gulp cup. This wouldn't work because it's too small, but you get like a big gulp cup. You go into the bathroom. You just put it under you and stand. Women could really stand and pee. They can't. I mean, just get a cup, put it. I mean, it can't be like those doctor cups. Have you guys ever tried to give a doctor sample? I miss all. I mean, it just like goes all over. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, I like a nice funnel, right? You know, room. I don't understand why. It really makes no sense. I mean, there's like, you know, like a millimeter length of the tube. I'm not exactly sure why I miss. But it's because, I guess, I don't know. But anyway, so every time I do a sample, I miss. But get like a big cup. Just take a big gulp. Go, I'm going to go pee. Stand to pee in the bathroom. Dump it in the toilet and be done. But no, people pee in the pool. Why? Because they don't want germs. People don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom because they don't want germs. They're like, look, I touched the toilet paper. I didn't touch myself. I am, actually, toilet paper, you could still spread it, all right? They don't want to go over the sink. They don't want to go to the dryer. They don't want to grab paper towel. They don't want to be around other people. They want to go and leave. You got to wash your hands. And that's another thing I notice people do. They'll wash your hands and they won't touch the soap. Or they'll just, how long should you be washing your hands for? Well, I think you're supposed to sing Happy Birthday to You twice. Or the ABCs. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And you're supposed to be, I mean, do you really stand there singing the whole, and I like to throw a little run into it, you know, and like do a little chorus, you know, and I like it. So no, don't get me singing in the bathroom because I won't leave. But you're supposed to sing Happy Birthday to You twice, and not the Marilyn Monroe, you know, Happy Birthday, not that. I mean, just kind of a quick Happy Birthday to You. You're supposed to do that twice when you wash your hands. Nobody does that. I know. I go to the movies. Oh, at the movies, that's the worst because I always have to pee in the middle of the movie and I have to race back, you know, before Han Solo says something or whatever. And so, yeah, it's another Star Wars. Oh, you guys have to check out the trailer. It's good. It looks good. But, you know, I mean, I can't pee fast enough when I'm in a movie and I had to sneak out to go to the bathroom. So just please wash your hands, okay? You're not going to get another bug, right, when you do that. Just be clean is healthier. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I want to bring up this latest, I don't want to call it a fluff piece. I mean, this is, you know, watching politics and, you know, the back and forth between the Democratic candidates and Trump is, it's entertainment. You know, it's a show. I mean, there's bigger things to, you know, there's bigger fish to fry. But this does kind of bring up something that I think affects all of us on a daily basis. Okay? So, Joe Biden, I guess, had another little goof. And mind you, I like the guy. I mean, I've never had an issue with Joe Biden. I might not agree with him politically, but I like the guy. But apparently, this was a pretty big goof. Apparently, Joe Biden has been trying to, his team has been trying to reach out to Latino voters. And so while former Vice President Joe Biden was campaigning in Iowa and Pennsylvania, he announced his launch of the Todos con Biden, or Todos All Con with Biden. And I guess when you click on TotosConBiden.com or at TotosConBiden, you don't get Joe Biden's campaign. Actually, I'm going to pull this up. I think it's .org. Hold on a second. I think you get Donald Trump. I don't know. My internet's slow. This is horrible. And I guess what happened, or what we're being told, is his staff goofed. His staff never got the Twitter handle and never got the website. So, and of course, you know, Donald Trump had fun with this. Said that Joe Biden, Joe se olvidó de los Latinos, meaning Joe forgot about Latinos. Now, I really don't like to get involved with these sort of, you know, I don't know. I really don't like getting involved with these stories that have to do with, you know, making fun of candidates and all that. I mean, there's some candidates I really, really don't like. All right, and so, you know, maybe I will have fun with that. I have to decide. Like, I really didn't like Beto O'Rourke's tweet on how he wants to fight the opioid crisis. But the reason why I bring this up is here, Joe Biden has a great marketing campaign, Todos con Biden. Easy to say, all with Biden. And now it goes to the Donald Trump site. And when you click on it, it's Latinos for Trump. And they basically turned a negative into a positive for them. And this was all because somebody in Biden's camp slept on the job. And I, as an employer, struggled incessantly with staff not doing things that they should have done. And when you're a doctor and you have people with lab tests and abnormal mammograms and life or death, you know, medications that they need, you need your staff to be on point. And I loved my staff. I took care of my staff. You know, rarely fired any staff. But just, guys, you know, why didn't you do this? And when somebody else screws up, and it messes up your, you know, your vibe and, you know, your mojo, there's not really a lot you can do. So apparently Biden launched his push to attract Latino voters with a message. Latinos have contributed so much to our country, whether you've been here for generations or whether you're a dreamer whose family arrived recently, you're part of the fabric of America, you're Americans. So he had pushed the Todos con Biden. Nobody got the Twitter handle. Nobody got the website. And kudos to Trump's team for looking into that. And maybe I think the reason why, it could have been by accident. It could have been that Trump's team was ready to do a tweet and say something at Todos con Biden, and they found it didn't exist. So Trump's team sucked it up. And, you know, the Latino population, I think when candidates try to attract, you know, voters, I think many times they insult them, you know. There's a lot of Latinos that speak English. They do. So when you say, all right, well, it's Todos con Biden, and you know, just put, I guess, you know, if you try not to have a more bilingual approach to that, it makes Latinos think, like, what, I don't know English? I know English. You know, it's interesting. I speak medical Spanish. I self-taught because I had to. The majority of my patients, when I was in training, spoke Spanish. And, you know, 20 years ago, when I would try to speak Spanish, the patients would love it. And they would help me out, and they would, and they taught me. I shouldn't say I was self-taught, but my Spanish patients, Latino patients, taught me how to speak because they would correct me and I would ask them, ¿Cómo se dice? How do you say this in Spanish or whatever? And they would teach me. And then I started to notice in the last few years that if there was somebody who was, you know, Hispanic and I would speak Spanish, they did not want to speak Spanish with me. Wants to speak English. And I don't blame them because, you know, they're like, look, I speak English. Why would I deal with your, you know, Spanish that could be broken? But it was almost as if they were insulted that I started speaking Spanish to them. They're like, look, I know English. To speak English to me. And so you need to be very careful when you're trying to appeal to the Latino voter and you, you know, come up with a campaign that, you know, you have to be careful. And I understand, you know, that Biden's camp was probably trying to attract voters that didn't speak English, you know, and, you know, new to this country, never, you know, had a chance to learn English. But you could really alienate a lot of people, just like with women, you know. When I hear a candidate, you know, a male candidate says, we need to do more for women. We need to help women. I feel insulted by that. I'm like, I don't need your help. You need to help me. I could get my own door. Thank you. I could get my job. I could negotiate my pay. If I have a boss that won't negotiate my pay and will give somebody else higher pay for equal work, I'll get a lawyer. They could be a male lawyer. They could be a female lawyer, but I could get a lawyer. But, when they say we need to help Latinos, we need to help men, we need to help women, we need to help African Americans, we need to help, you know, a good group of us feel insulted by that, going, don't keep suggesting that we are inferior, that we need help. And I get that certain demographics still deal with, you know, injustice. Women, African Americans, people who are obese, people who are disabled. You know, I get that. But sometimes the vernacular or the verbiage people use you actually can put us back more. You know, women need to be home with their babies, and we need to pay for that. We need to allow women to be moms. So we as employers need to pay for that. And, you know, a lot of us women are like, look, we've been balancing home and work life just fine. Okay, I don't need you to send me home, you know, with the kid. I don't need that. Some do. I don't want to speak for everybody. But you need to be really, really careful with your message. Because a lot of times it puts us back. Going back to Hillary Clinton had captured 66% of the Hispanic vote in 2016, a 5-point decline from Barack Obama's 2012 performance. They say Trump's campaign attracted 28%, a 1% improvement on Mitt Romney's. What a lot of people also kind of need to learn, that Hispanics are very diverse. They're not just going to vote Democrat or Republican. You have a lot of Hispanics who are Catholic. You have a lot of Hispanics out there that are pro-life, some that are pro-choice. You have a lot of Hispanics that had to fight to get here, that had to learn the language, that had to become citizens, and they might appeal to leaders that, you know, want a more streamlined legalization process. So to say the Hispanic voters are more for illegal immigration is insulting. So, you know, if you really want to be for a demographic, know that demographic. And don't just, you know, appeal to the stereotypes, because you could possibly lose voters that way. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is honoring the late Representative Elijah Cummings. Cummings died last week at the age of 68 and will lie in state inside the Capitol's Sanctuary Hall. Republican Congressman from North Carolina, Mark Meadows.
Some have classified it as an unexpected friendship, but for those of us that know Elijah, it's not unexpected or surprising.
At least parts of the deal that was scrapped between China and the United States in May will return in the newest phase of negotiations between the two governments. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, appearing on Fox Business, says the enforcement over theft of intellectual property will now be the focus.
The good news about this phase one, two things. One is that it adopted virtually the entire chapter in the deal last May that they reneged on for IP.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is kind of frightening. Apparently, scientists have come up with Emma. It is a model of how you or I are going to look after spending 20 years at our job. She's got a hunched back. She's got swollen limbs. She's got bloodshot eyes. And in 20 years, you're going to look exactly like her if you don't improve your working conditions. So she is a sickly work colleague of the future. She's a life-size dummy built to show how sitting all day at ergonomically unfriendly desks could affect workers. Now, this vision was cooked up by researchers and reported by Daily Mail after interviews with more than 3,000 employees about their health issues and concerns. The team called for radical changes to the way we work, including more ergonomic office furniture, and breaks to get staff off their seats and moving about. When you look at her, she looks bad. I mean, she looks... Unfortunately, I've seen people look like this. I'm starting to look like that. Behavioral futurist William Hingham and a team of experts from the fields of ergonomics, occupational health, and professional well-being set out to investigate the effects that office workplaces are having on employee health. Based on surveys of more than 3,000 workers in France, Germany, and the UK, the team predicted how offices might change a human body over the next 20 years. And from their findings, which were commissioned by office equipment firm Fellows, the researchers teamed up with model specialist Helix 3D to create Emma, a disturbingly distorted life-size mannequin to illustrate the potential impact of modern workstations on our bodies. Now, Emma has a permanently hunched posture because she was sitting for hours every day at her desk. She's got dry eyes from prolonged exposure to a computer screen, sallow skin for spending years trapped under the glare of artificial light and not going outside and getting some real sun. Although, I'm still nervous about skin cancer out there. And the Work Colleague of the Future report shows that employers and workers really need to act now and address the problem of poor workplace health. They say unless we make radical changes to our working lives, such as moving more, addressing our posture at our desks, taking regular walking breaks, or considering improving our workstation setup, our offices are going to make us very sick. Now, one of you had written me a few years ago when we were talking about workplaces and computers that women who were in stenopools or, you know, working, the phone operations or typing, you know, or factory workers were inside also. And that this isn't a new thing where you are at your work location for 8 hours a day. You're right, it isn't new. Us sitting staring at a screen is new, and I think we can have some different sort of medical consequences. But, you know, you're right, back in the 30s and 40s or even 20s, you know, women who were, you know, hired to work, mostly 40s because, you know, that's when women really entered the workplace. They were sitting there, like Saving Private Ryan. I see a whole bunch of women sitting there at their desk typing. And that's what they did. They typed. Maybe they had to get up, you know, and they had to go to another desk. And, you know, but, you know, for the most part, they sat at their desk and they typed. Or people in factories, guys in factories worked leaning over. Seamstresses would lean over. And, but they had neck issues, back issues. That's just kind of what they, you know, what they dealt with. So when they surveyed workers, they found that 50% reported they had strained eyes. 49% said they had a sore back. 48% said they had headaches. 45% said they had a stiff neck. 30% said they had sore wrists. So wrist pain, maybe like carpal tunnel. 23% said their tushy hurt. You know? 23% said their legs were stiff. 18% said their legs were sore. 15% said they had swollen legs. 13% said they had sore ankles. You know, and I'm starting to get kinkles. I mean, my ankles look good in the morning. My legs and feet look real sexy in the morning. By the end of the day, I'm on my feet a lot. So you could get kinkles even from, you know, being on your feet. So what should we do? You know? Well, we need to work. And right now we are very computer oriented. In fact, surgeons now are using robotic technology with surgery where they're sitting at a computer in the OR. They're sitting at a computer operating a robot to do the surgery. So even doctors are standing less. You know, we talked about in the first hour how in the UK they want to have doctors stand, be at stand-up desks, for patients to, follow their lead in terms of doing stand-up desks and being more healthy. Personally, I think it's because they need to rush doctors, you know, for 10-minute visits. And if they sit, it's harder for them to get up. But if they're standing, they could kind of do it like a, you know, like a McDonald's. You know, you walk into a fast food place and they're standing, you know, so it's just faster. So that's my guess. But, that you know, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but when you stand, you can kind of get through the visit a little quicker. But, you know, do stand-up desks work? Do stand-up desks, you know, really help you lose weight? Well, you do have to balance more when you stand than when you sit. When you sit, a lot of the work is taken by the chair. So when you stand, your muscles are working more. But they say people standing for hours, they aren't that much healthier. They have varicose veins. You know, they still have weight issues because you need to move more. But standing up is a little bit better than sitting all day. So Emma, the office worker of the future, if you look at her, she looks pretty bad. She has a permanently bent back. So basically she has kyphosis. Lordosis is when you have sway back where you're leaning back. Kyphosis is when you're leaning forward. Varicose veins brought about by poor blood flow. A very round stomach caused by sedentary working. You know, she doesn't have a flat stomach. She kind of has a round stomach because, again, that's where fat is depositing. She has dry red eyes because she's been staring at a computer screen. Swollen wrists and ankles. Sallow skin. Red upper arms. Apparently, her upper arms are reddish because of laptop heat. Eczema because of stress at work. A hairy nose and ears as well as a swollen nose by poor air quality. That's not good. So what should your employers do? Well, I love the idea of getting up and moving. And, you know, apparently a lot of people, when they were asked about their employers' attitudes, they said 28% reported that their issues were not addressed. 20% said their bosses simply dismissed the concerns. I can't tell you how many times I've seen workplace situations where the employee gets blown off. I mean, ergonomic type of furniture, it costs money. So when you have somebody wanting a stand-up desk, they got to pay for it sometimes. Or the job has to pay for it. If you need to take breaks and get up, you know, and here's the thing. In the employer's defense, okay, I've seen that where people get up, and they don't just get up to stretch. They go and talk to somebody. Then they go to the bathroom, then and they just, you know, walk the clock, all right, or run the clock. And you're like, you got work to do. You know, and having been an employee and an employer, I've seen both sides of it. And I've seen people go, well, you know, I'm taking a break, and you should take a break. There are labor laws where you take a break. But when it's non-break time, I see people just kind of, well, you know, I could talk, I could do this, I could go on my phone. You know, and so, you know, now employers have to kind of decide, how do we limit, you know, how do we trim the fat when it comes to, you know, people screwing around on the clock? And, you know, we got to be honest, some people do. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. I've screwed around on the clock. I've played solitaire at my desk, you know? So what do? I mean, on radio, you can't really mess around too much because, you know, you got some commercial breaks, but you usually got to set up your next segment. But, you know, I think every hour getting up, stretching, making sure you guys get to go outside for a break, eat outside if you want, you know, getting a little bit of fresh air, eating healthy, healthy snacks, a lot of water breaks. A lot of water breaks and bathroom breaks. 1-877, that's Ellie.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news, I got.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So schools are installing $4,000 military-grade bulletproof doors, which can absorb 100 rounds from an assault weapon in the latest bid, according to Daily Mail, to keep kids safe in the event of an active shooter. Remo Security Doors sells bullet-resistant metal doors with shatterproof glass. Apparently, a recent rash of mass shootings has prompted a number of school districts to take matters into their own hands by installing these bulletproof doors to create safe zone classrooms. It's about time. The doors weigh 150 pounds, can still be easily opened, installed easily, and they claim that it can keep these kids safe. A Jewish girls' school in Brooklyn, a public school district in northern New Jersey, and dozens of other schools are among the first to fortify their classrooms with these military-grade steel doors. The doors were installed by Remo Security Doors, a company based in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Again, I don't know if this is a commercial for them, but it's funny because they look like real doors. You know, the doors have to have a window, obviously, you know, so that, you know, you could see inside and, you know that the teacher is there and the kids are okay. So you can't just have a solid door. So, but apparently the glass is bullet resistant as well. Now, the CEO is Omer Barnes. I'm not sure if he's Israeli, but this, you know, seems like it's Israeli technology. His two young children attend school in Harrington Park School District. So he was very surprised when District Superintendent Adam Freed reached out to him. And these are military-grade products that were not designed to be installed in schools. They were for businesses and government. But the superintendent, Adam Freed, oversees all grades up to including middle school, told Barnes about the lockdown drills that children were being put through in the school. In the 1950s and 60s, we had drills to prepare students and staff in the event of a nuclear incident. Now we have to protect them in the event of a shooting. The lockdown drills had children lock the classroom door, turn off the lights, pull down window blinds, and huddle together for about 20 minutes. Barnes said, I couldn't believe it. And he said, my kids, too, it was upset that these are things that kids have to do. They have to now, you know. Personally, I don't mind kids doing those drills. We really need to quit wussifying our kids. Our kids need to, you know the realities of life. And, I mean, when I was younger, we had to have earthquake drills. And, you know, we had to have fire drills. Well, if an earthquake is a natural disaster and a fire is a natural disaster, what about disasters from, you know, human cause? Actually, fires can be human cause, too. So, yeah. I mean, you want to save these kids' lives. Oh, we don't want to traumatize them. No, they need to know what to do when they hear pop, pop, pop. So, this year, there's been at least 23 shootings at or near a school in the United States. At least one person has been killed. So, the superintendent wanted to bolster security for children at his schools. We've been through Columbine and all the school shootings after it. We know we have to improve school security. The question is, how do we do it so our school doesn't feel like a jail with metal detectors? It's not healthy for kids. You know what? I don't mind there being metal detectors, too. So their company installed 50 new doors, and they said it was a no-brainer. Kids could easily open it. They appear to be regular doors. They come in beautiful colors and finishes. It blends nicely into the school setting. But they're bullet-resistant. Now, one thing you have to teach your kid is if they are involved in a shooting, right, or they're involved in school drills and they go, look, you know, the door is going to protect you. You need to let them know that they're a special door. And not all rooms have special doors. So the only problem with that is these kids might get a sense of security that the school has special doors and then they go into a closet or, you know, I don't know, near the lunchroom or something. And that door isn't one of the ones that was refitted. That's a problem. So in the event of an emergency, the doors can be locked from the inside, triggering a mechanism in which 12 different metals make it virtually impossible to open from the outside. It will stop the first few bullets from penetrating all the way through, and the lock will jam if you try to shoot at it to open it. Barnes said the doors can also resist fires for up to 90 minutes. Now, that was the key. It'll stop the first few bullets. Okay, well, what about the 20th bullet? Barnes charges companies $3,900 for each door, but for school districts tied on cash, $2,500 a door. Another company, South Carolina-based R2P Innovations, began selling bullet-resistant doors. After Sandy Hook, they devised them. The average cost is $4,000 each. They weigh 260 pounds and can withstand 100 rounds from an assault rifle. So those seem to be a little better. So there's going to be a little bit of a peeing contest. But, you know, ways to protect these kids needs to now be a focus of these schools. And, you know, we're looking at the Chicago strike, you know, and, you know, these teachers want to put the kids first and they want them to, you know, be able to have, you know, safe access to school and, you know, safe homes and things like that. You know, I don't really know what school districts' budgets are. I'm under the impression that they have a big budget, but we just don't really see them, you know, raking in the dough. And we hear that teachers are underpaid. We hear that classrooms are oversized. You know, to put on a school the cost of security, that's a lot. I mean, you know, the taxpayers, I believe we now have an extra tax. I think in Nevada they've decided to up our taxes, not for school security, but to pay teachers' wages. And a lot of us are wondering, well, where did all the money go to pay the teachers? You know, who's managing the money? But that's another discussion for another day. But I personally want, I want armed guards. I want there to be security. I want there to be bulletproof doors, bulletproof windows. See, that's the other problem, too. One bulletproof door at a fire sale of $2,500. What about the windows of the classroom? You know, schools were made pretty inexpensively. They're windows. Do you now have to retrofit all the windows to being bulletproof? I mean, do we have to turn these schools into, you know, a compound? We might have to. Honestly, I really see a lot of school districts start to go virtual. Keep the kids at home. Let them study at home online. They could do that in the mornings, and then they can meet up for sports or clubs or whatever in the afternoons. And that's really where I see school going. The problem is that that relies on the parents, you know, being home with the students or making sure that the kids are in an area where they're going to have access to internet. But I think that's where it's going to go. Just like the book Ready Player One. That's kind of what you did. You would log in and you'd do school. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I was watching the last game, Tom Brady and the Jets, I was thinking to myself, I think he's going to retire this year. I think at the end of this year, he's done. He looks good. He's in great shape, but I think it's getting old. And another Super Bowl under his belt, which I think they're going to probably, again, make the Super Bowl, I think is going to be enough for him. Well, apparently, there's now discussion that Tom Brady might retire this year. Now, he had stated that he plans to play until he's 45 years old and then evaluate his future. But he's 42 right now. And he has admitted that there is some uncertainty about his future. He said, that is a great part for me. I don't know. He was on the Greg Hill show. I think that has been a unique situation that I have been in, because I think when you commit to a team for a certain amount of years, you kind of feel like the responsibility to always fulfill the contract. For me, it's been good because I'm just taking it day by day and I'm enjoying what I have. I don't know what the future holds. And the great part is, for me, football at this point is all borrowed time. Now, I would personally love to see how far he can go in his career. Can he play in his 50s? You know, I don't want him to retire soon because I love watching him, right? And I'd love to see if he could play in his 50s, but chances are I think he's leaving this year. After this year, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.